join us today. This day. Heavenly Father, you are good to us. You are an awesome God. You are a wonderful God. You are good. You are great. You are mighty. And we, your children, we are blessed to be part of your family. So, Lord, as we go forward today, I thank you that this call will not be interrupted in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that this call will be clear. I thank you that the word will be received on good ground by your children, Father. And as the man of God comes forward, Father, we thank you that the word will change us. The word will correct us. The word will encourage us in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you for protecting them and their family members. And I thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Father, because many of us have been able to come to this call because of Artists International, the new artists, Lord God. So today we say give thanks to you because you alone are great. Well, family, I am so glad that I had an opportunity to love on you and welcome you to this call. I am going to turn it over to our host for the day. Are you there, host?
Good morning, beautiful Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. I send love to you, Minister Ada. Take it away.
Thank you so much, precious. I so appreciate and adore you. Thank you for your beautiful spirit and your love for the Lord. Well, good morning and welcome to TMC, the Master's Call. And this is Minister Ada Grace from Brooklyn, New York. Totally gracious and thankful that you all have decided to start your day with the Master's Call. So I want to take this opportunity that if this is your first time dialing into our call, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's all right. I'd like to go ahead and tell you just a little bit about our call. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010. So we're coming up on our 6th year. And it was founded by two amazing women, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately call Dr. Dimples, or Dr. Super Fantastic Lady. And then we have our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And these two anointed women of God founded the ministry based on the scripture found in the division of the 88th Psalm, verse 13. And I like to read that to you. It says, "But I cry to you for help, O Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you." And so as you heard Minister Robin pray, and we're going to end this call with prayer. Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. We do have a website. The Master's Call website is www.themasterscall.net. You can go there and get a buffet spread of some great messages and word from our wonderful dynamic speakers. And those messages have been archived since the inception of this call. Now, if you have a prayer request or praise report or you have a need in your life, we want you to know that every Friday since the beginning of this journey of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa felt that it was very important to take your praise reports and prayer requests live. So every Friday, we have a part two to this call. However, we know that life happens, and sometimes you need encouragement and a word from the Lord or someone to stay in agreement with you. And so you can send us an email with what you're dealing with, to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, the common thread that brought many of us together here on the Master's Call is through an amazing and awesome company called Artist International. We are now under the heading of Artist Life. Well, what can I tell you about Artist? Artist was founded by the Diaz de Leon family, and we over 25 years ago. And we have amazing products, amazing opportunities. And if you're not familiar with this great, wonderful company, I invite you to get back to the person that invited you on this call. Now, you can also join us after this call. The next call that we go to following this call is the new morning motivational call. Now, that call was founded by Ms. Dorothy Cook. She's one of our platinum presidents. That just means she's at the top of her game, at the top of the ladder when it comes to the great things that she's been doing with Artist International. So that's why we give her the name Godmother. Well, she felt it necessary that we needed a call to help us get motivated and training. And so the new morning motivational call is following this call. And that number is 641-715-3865. And the access code is 539-598-POUND. Now, our Vice President of Sales, Mr. Clement Boyd, has pre-recorded there are two calls in which you can share and be introduce your prospects, families, and friends to. We have a sizzle call, 701-801-3164, and we have an on-demand overview that gives you a little bit more information about our wonderful company, 641-715-3900 with an extension code of 904-434-POUND. Well, it is time to hear a word from the Lord. And we are so humbled and so thankful and so grateful that today's mouthpiece with a message is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. Now, I'm going to read a little bit of his bio, but what I can tell you from what I have been able to gather about this great man of God is his passion for the Lord, his passion for his family, his compassion for the community and the seniors. So let me read a little bit about, share a little bit from his bio. Pastor Everett Thomas is a baptized, born-again believer and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is the past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as a senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. Pastor Ever is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of the people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted in the elderly. Pastor Everett officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. Praise God. His belief that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. You can go to our website and see more. But what I want you to know that he has the love of his life, his lovely wife and family, and we're so honored to have him on the Master's Call. So at this time, I'm going to get myself on out the way, and I'm going to ask Pastor Everett Thomas to come to the front of the line and give us what the Lord has laid on his heart. So at this time, without further ado, I present to some and introduce to others Pastor Everett Thomas. Have you made it to the line, man of God?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, man of God. Go ahead. Take it away. The platform is yours.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for such a warm introduction, Minister Ada, and blessings to you also, Minister Robin. And good morning to my TMC family. Just a, It's just a good day, good day, a good day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, and we shall be glad in it. To God be the glory. Great things he is still doing. Praise God. Well, we want to invite your attention to the book of James. Amen. The book of James, we find these words starting at verse, let's say 19. Let's start at verse 19. James chapter 1, verse 19. It says, wherefore, my beloved brother, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetting what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Let's take for our subject this morning, obedience leads to blessings. Obedience leads to blessings. Many times people want to be blessed, amen, but don't want to obey what the Word of God says. It's not enough to read the Word and hear the Word. Until we learn to apply the Word, we're shortchanging us. So let me share something with you. I came across a writing from William Arthur Ward. He says here, it is not enough to own a Bible. We must read it. It is not enough to read it. We must let it speak to us. It is not enough to let it speak to us. We must believe it. It is not enough to believe it. We must live it. So, my brothers, my sisters, it's so important to understand the Word of God is not just good literature. Come on, somebody. It is good reading. Yes, amen. It's a living, even today as we read it. But until we learn to apply God's Word, we are missing, amen, what we can have in our hands. I'm reminded of another passage of Scripture found in Matthew chapter 7. And looking at Matthew chapter 7, reading from the Amplified Version, it starts in verse 24. It says, so everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them, obeying them, will be like a sensible, prudent, practical, wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a stupid, foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it failed, and great and complete was the fall of it. What am I saying? I'm saying application, application, application is the key to your success, to the key to your blessings. Amen. It's the key to your joy. It's the key to your peace. When we learn to apply God's word to our life, thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him because he trusts him. It's just so many words, amen, that we can receive from God, Bible, which we say the B-I-B-L-E, basic instruction before leaving earth, amen. If we want to get the most out of this life, amen, before we go into heaven, amen, we save, we praise God, we got our ticket, come on, somebody. But before we get to heaven, we are seated in heavenly places now. We, amen, we can have a blessed life right here right now if we learn to only apply God's word to our lives. So what I'm saying is that it's not enough to say amen with our lips, amen, unless we say amen also with our life, amen. I'm reminded sometimes we in our churches, and the traditional Baptist church, we had the deacons sitting in the front row, and they're like an amen corner. So y'all get the picture, preacher and say amen. Now, and they say amen so much sometimes it's part of their. And they make up sometimes, they just say amen before the preacher finishes a whole sentence. They just say, yeah, amen. But it's not enough to say amen with our lips. We have to learn to say amen with our life, amen, until we learn to apply God's word. Amen. We are really missing a life, amen, of blessings and also wisdom. You look at Matthew, she said, if you do these things, which you heard, you're like a wise man, listen to you now, that built his house on a rock. Amen. Until you learn to not just hear it, but apply it, but do these things, you are like a wise man that built his house on a rock. And when the storms, I mean, the storms will come in our life. You will encounter some storms, but you know, we have to realize that the sun will not shine always. We're going to go through some times of turmoil in this life. Yes, drama does happen in our lives. So, but we are founded on a solid foundation. Come on, somebody. When storms come, we can stand, amen, and allow the storm just to pass over. But if we hear those things, amen, that God is speaking, and we fail to apply them, we fail to do them, we're like a foolish person, amen, to build our houses on sand. And of course, you heard the rest of the scripture that the stones will come and the house will fall and great will be the ruin of it. Amen. And let's go back to the Old Testament. Amen. 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 I know we live in the New Testament, but the New Covenant. But we can learn something from the Old Testament as well. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. I'm reminded of this scripture. It means so much. And we can learn from almost anybody and almost anything if we apply our word. All right, here we are, our sixth chapter of Proverbs, and we're looking at the sixth verse. It says, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding in the hands to sleep. Wow. And what happens after that? So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler and your need like an armed man. Wow. So now I understand. I'm not coming down on anybody. I'm not calling nobody a sluggard, nobody a lazy person. But this is what the word says. Sometimes we can get procrastination disease that we just put things off. I get around to it. So we put things off a lot of times. What can be done right here, right now, and we realize that our life is not all that it can be because of we take too long of a nap. I'm just tired. I just got to take a nap. But many times we sleep so long, we pass away so many opportunities, amen, because we don't wake up enough to do what we have to do and get it done. Those of us that's part of artists, we know this is the end of the month, and it's not too late. There's still work to be done. Of course, we hear so many times in this type of business opportunity that we had, we heard these words, plan your work and work your plan. Amen. So you look at the ant. The ant had a plan. The ant had a plan. So there's a lesson that we can learn from this ant. Looking at John Maxwell Leadership Bible, it says, do you want to make a difference? Then pay attention to the metaphor of the ant. It's amazing that one of the smallest of God's creatures can become one of his greatest teachers. The lessons the ant teaches us can be summarized this way. And he uses an acronym, A-N-T-S. A-N-T-S, ants. A, attitude of initiative. Attitude of initiative. In other words, ants don't need a commander to tell them to get started. Okay, then you have N, nature of integrity. Ants work faithfully and need no outside accountability to keep them doing right. T, thirst for industry. Ants work hard and will replace their anthill when it gets ruined. S, source of insight. Ants store provisions in summer. So if we consider and learn from the ways of the ant, we can grow wise. Wow. So if we learn to apply the word of God, we can avoid a lot of pitfalls. We can avoid a lot of turmoil. Amen. Of course, it's not a life of ease, but many times we can avoid a lot of stuff that we always want to blame the devil. People come, oh, child, you know, the devil's busy. When it rains, it pours. And wait a minute, hold on. The word of God says, greater is he that's in you, amen, than he that's in the world. Come on, somebody, help me. And so we have to understand that if we get more of the word of God in us and apply it, amen, obedience will lead, amen, to blessings. But we have to obey the word, not enough just to hear it. Be doers of God's word. So the ant shows us how busy he is, you know, how focused he is. I got work to do. I can't be fooling around here. And he's focused on the future. So he's storing his food in the summer, realizing that after summer, winter is in the way. So we wait sometimes to the last minute to do what we know we should have done. Come on, somebody. In the past, amen, but understand the past is gone. We have today, the present. What are we going to do to make something happen today? What are we going to do today to make our day, and not only our day, but somebody else's day, a brighter day than it was yesterday? Come on. Are you with me? So it's all about application. What are you doing, amen, when you hear God's word? And it's sad to say many times we go to church and people ask, well, you've been to church. What did they preach about? Well, child, we had a good time. We had church. We really had church. But what in the world did the preacher preach? Hold on, let me think. And I always remind people that attends our church to always bring something to write with and something to write on, because you know your mind is not going to contain a whole lot. Not going to remember a lot. So when somebody asks you, What's the message about? You have your key points written down. You always say, hold on, wait a minute. Let me get my notes. You can explain to them. You missed a good service, and this is what the preacher preached about. So you have it right in front of you. So what I'm trying to get us to understand, that the word of God is rich. It helps us with our life. The word of God is a lamp to our feet, a light to our feet, a lamp to our pathway. It's just, we can't make it without the word. Amen. So as I look at this, and I have to look at a word I made up, I guess you may have heard, anology, study of ant. Study this ant. Look how diligent this ant was. And look at our life. How diligent is our life? Are we really making headway? Are we being productive? Are we being effective? Are we making a difference? And we may have to look in the mirror. And as the James says back, and it says, are we looking in the mirror, we look at ourselves and then walk away and forget what we look like because we failed to just not just hear the word, but we failed to apply the word. So let us learn to be doers of God's word and not hearers only, so we can be blessed as we obey. God bless you. Back to you, my dear sister, Minister Ada.
Praise God and amen, amen. Thank you for that rich word. The word of God is rich, Pastor Everett. Amen. Thank you for that. And I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction. But at this time, will you join us in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word today. We thank you that your word is rich. And let us not only be hearers of the word of God, but doers. Let us apply. Let us look at the act. Love that acronym. Thank you. Glory to God. We pray your blessing, Father God, on Pastor Everett and his lovely wife, Cheryl, their ministry, Jehovah Jireh Ministries. Continue to build, pour back virtue into him. Continue to give him a heart for the community and the people of God and those he serves as an artist distributor. We just thank you, Lord God, for the man of God this morning. We thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone. We thank you for the TMC family and the Artist Life family. Continue to be with our leaders at Artist, as well as all of our advisors and distributors at Artist Life around the globe as we go out to try to help somebody. Yes, Father God, with these amazing products and great opportunities. Lord, we want to remember those that are bereavement, our very own Tiffany Lauderdale. Lord, we thank you that they were able to celebrate the life of her father. We thank you, Lord, that we know that he is with you. We don't have to wonder. And then, Lord, we also want to lift up the Hightower family on the passing of their cousin who had became an artist distributor, and now she's gone on to glory. So, Lord, we pray for all of our bereaved families. We know, Father God, that you are the great comforter, that no one can comfort like you can. So, Lord, we just ask that you continue to be with these families and other families. And then, Lord, we just thank you for this day that you have made. We choose to be glad in it. And so thank you for the word from the man of God, and thank you for this time. We bless you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'm one of those people that like to go back and listen to the playback so that I can hear this message again. I invite you to do the same, and I invite you to share it with others. The playback for this call today is 712-432-1085. With the same access code as 957-677-pound. Now, many of us are headed over to the new morning motivational call, and that call is phone number is 641-715-3865-539-598-pound. There's always great teaching motivational speakers, and you don't want to miss it. So head on over there. I want to take this opportunity and thank Minister Robin for seating us and greeting us with that beautiful spirit and that joy of the Lord. So thank you, Minister Robin. I want to thank you, man of God, Pastor Everett Thomas, for your thoughtful messages. I always look forward to hearing what God has laid on your heart. I appreciate your delivery and that it is very easy to comprehend. So at this time, men of God, would you come on back and give us our closing benediction?
The Lord bless you and watch, guard, and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approval countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. Be blessed.